Good evening. It is 7:05. Is my mic working?
Yep.
Oh, there we go. Ooh. Good evening. It is 7:05, and I will call the land use portion of the planning development portion of this meeting to order. If we want to introduce ourselves, are you Felix?
Felix says Modi, Youth and Governance.
Mikel Miles, Youth and Governance.
John Poole, Supervisor District 20.
I'm Erin Decker, Supervisor District 22 and the Chair of this committee.
Annie Bueller, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Jill Gilmore, Supervisor District 18.
Steve Bostrom, Supervisor of District 8, which is in the City of Kenosha.
April Webb, Planning and Development Department.
And thank you all for coming, and drive safe when you go home because it's very slippery out. I just want to mention that yesterday at 2 o'clock we had a work session where we discussed these things and asked questions. So if you see that we're not, you know, we kind of know what we're talking about, it's because we discussed this yesterday at the public work session. Andy, legal postings in the paper.
Yes, the agenda was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News. It was posted on December 29th, 2016, and January 3rd, 2017. And then for the comp plan amendment change, that was the 30-day Class 1 notice.
Okay, thank you. Ready, number 6, Annie?
Number 6 is Wisconsin Boy Scouts Soul Crown. We're going to ask for that item to be tabled due to the fact that it was tabled at the town. The town board tabled the item for needing to set up a meeting. That meeting is set up for tomorrow afternoon, and we'll hear some of the concerns and see what we can work out to cover those concerns for this item to come up at the next month.
Hey, thank you, Andy. Do I have a motion to table?
I'll motion to table.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Poole. Any discussion? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote on tabling?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes, so number 6 is tabled.
Item number 7 is Lakeside Development Corporation, Glenda DuPont's Comprehensive Plan Amendment 2545060 Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the Comprehensive Plan, from high density residential, medium density residential, and PEC to medium density residential and PEC on tax parcel number 664-1202-121402, located in the town of Salem. With this, we'll take a look at the map for the comprehensive plan change. And you can see the property is highlighted here. It's a very large parcel, 15.57 acres. And the area that is being looked at to be changed is this brown area, which is the high density. There used to be a multi-unit building there. And the proposal, so it makes sense for everyone, is that the land has a follow-up certified survey map that would divide the property as such into these four lots ranging from 3.8 to 6.4 acres, and it would be single family. And so that's the comprehensive plan. So Glenda or Butch, if you wanted to come forward, please, and just kind of state your name and address and just kind of run through the process here of what you're looking at on this property.
So, that light should be colored or on? Is that one on?
Yeah.
And so push the button on a mic, and that should be green. Now it's, yep.
And speak right into it, then. You got to get kind of close.
You can move it too, so you're more comfortable. Okay, and your address, please.
2540 16th Street, Salem, Wisconsin.
Thank you. And if you could just explain your what's going on and what your plans are.
There was a 16-unit apartment building which burned September 27th, 2013. And rather than rebuild, we thought it necessary to keep the density lower and create some much needed land, sewer, for single family homes. There's a lot of conservancy land. It's not really wasted, it's beautiful, but this is probably the highest and best use. It's personal.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Bostrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mrs. DuPont, for being here. Certainly, understand your real estate expertise and discovering the highest best use. My only question, as it relates to the individual lots that are being laid out, and could you pull up the CSM? I realize we'll be talking about this later, but if you're able to talk about it now. Where do you envision building envelopes on these lots? Up towards the front or somewhere in the rear? Any thoughts?
Four and three behind the other is a house, lot one.
Okay.
Is this narrow there? There's enough room to put the envelopes behind.
Okay. And
the single family.
And that lot one, that as well, behind?
Yeah. Lot one, there's plenty of room close to
the road.
Right. Okay. That's actually where the 16-unit apartment building.
Where do you see? Super. Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? No? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay. From the town, Ian.
The town plan commission met on this item and approved it and sent a recommendation to the town board. Met on January 9th, 2017. A motion was made to approve and that carried unanimously.
Okay, does the committee have any questions before we vote? And this requires a roll call vote. No questions? Okay.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Bostrom.
Second.
And a second by Supervisor Poole. Youth and Governance, so you want to name your name and then vote.
Steven says voting yes.
Kyle Miles, yes.
John Poole, yes.
Jill Gilmore, yes.
Steve Bostrom, yes.
Aaron Decker, yes. Motion passes. If you want to stay seated, because now we're going on to the rezoning.
Item number 8 is Lakeside Development Corporation, Glenn DuPont's 25450 60th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 owner. Requesting a rezoning from R11 Multiple Family Residential District, R3 Urban Single Family Residential District, A2 General Agricultural District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to R3 Urban Single Family Residential District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 664-120-212-1402 in the town of Salem. So the map for this item, as you can see, the property again is highlighted in yellow, and basically from the environmental features, the C1 wetland and the C2 woodland, the proper zoning is taking place, so there's a lot of activity in the back there with all the green and the peach colored areas, but basically that's what's taking place, is getting the zoning changed to reflect the actual field conditions on the woods and the wetlands. And then the front portion, you can see this area in the darker purple where it was the R11, the multifamily district, going to R3.
Thank you, Candy. Mr. DuPont, do you have anything to add? Or anything? Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Okay. Seeing none, is there anyone to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay, any from the town?
The town board met on this item on January 9, 2017. A motion was made to approve, and that motion carried unanimously.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any further discussion or questions? Okay, seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Community, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Your rezoning is passed.
Thank you. And CSM will come up a little later in the meeting. Item number 9 is Wisconsin Electric Power Company, DBA We Energies, 333 West Everett Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203. Owner, Brian Forston, 330 East Elevent Drive, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53546. Agent, requesting to amend a previously approved conditional use permit to install a main data facility building in the I-1 Institutional District on tax parcel number 454-22104-10225, located in the town of Paris. The map for this item shows the property highlighted, and that is the property that has the conditional use permits. So if We Energy's representative can come forward, please, and then you'll need to state your name and address and just kind of run through what this is. We do have a set of the plans here if there need to be referenced.
Press the button on the mic, on the base of the microphone, and you can move it forward and bend it instead so it's comfortable for you.
Brian Forston, project director, J.D. Cullen, 330 East Elmwood Drive, Janesville, Wisconsin, the agent for the owner.
If you want to let us know what's going on here.
So the plan is, with the FERC requirements, they have to separate, We Energies has to separate their data facilities from their other buildings. And so right in front of this tank here, you can see the layout for the 2,000 square foot data facility that we're proposing to build on this site to meet their FERC requirements.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions? Supervisor Bostrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Because I have no idea what FERC means, can you expand a little bit on that?
Have a seat, and if you could give your name and address for the record, too, please.
My name is Brad Foley. I am the project manager for We Energies, 333 West Everett Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So the main data facility, we hope to construct it to comply with Federal Energy Regulatory Commission requirements where we need to secure our data facilities. The data facility that we have now is actually an old office that we put car readers on, and we also have some security cameras on. We need to do more to lock it down and to make it a secure facility and treat it as such because of the nature of the facility and the project it's about.
Just out of curiosity, is this something that you're going to have to do statewide with all your facilities, or is it Kenosha unique?
Yeah, we are actually doing it throughout all our facilities. Many of the larger facilities have those security measures in place already.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Supervisor Bostrom. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay, seeing none, Andy from the town.
The town board met on this item on December 20th, 2016. A motion was made to approve, and that motion carried unanimously.
Thank you, Andy.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve from... with the condition stated? You want to say that's a motion to approve the condition stated?
A motion to approve with the conditions stated.
Have you read the conditions and you agree with them?
Yes.
Okay.
We actually sent the signed version
Okay. So I have a motion to approve with the conditions from Supervisor Kuhl and a second from Supervisor Bostrom. Any questions? Any further questions? Okay, seeing none. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Item number 10 is the tabled request of Badke Holdings, which will remain tabled. This will, again, is in the process working with the Department of Transportation on access. And so we know that this is going to be a lengthy process that might take the entire year until this comes back before the committee. With that, then we have certified surveys, which there are two. One for Lakeside, which you saw already, and then the other is for Berwick Properties, and that CSM is on the screen. Right, and so a couple things came up today that we worked out with the petitioner with some setbacks to some potential navigable stream that we didn't have the information yet, and so we as staff recommend both to be approved subject to the conditions that are before you.
Do I have a motion to approve with the conditions as stated?
Motion to approve with the conditions stated.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any discussion or questions? Supervisor Bostrom?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Just for clarification, Andy, what changed from yesterday to today?
So today, what we were able to work out is that, we zoom in on the screen here, so this line right here is, there's a kind of a ditch here.
Okay.
And we do not have information at this time if it's a navigable waterway, and we want to make sure that that gets determined, and so we put a condition in to work with getting that determined. And today, in talking to the petitioner, they were able to lay out the property with the setbacks, like a building envelope, as if it was a navigable waterway, and there was still sufficient room to do that, and we were able to check to make sure that there was ability to get access to the future town road in this area here that's kind of the C1 segment.
Okay, and then that all works out.
And it all works out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Rostrom. Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the minutes by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Citizen comments. Any citizens have any comments? Okay, seeing none, citizen comments are closed. 14, any other business allowed by law? Andy?
Just informing for next month, there'll be two new items and then the two tabled items, one of which will remain tabled, but we hope to be acting on the Boy Scouts.
Thank you, Andy. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Bostrom. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. We are adjourned.